clap for Ukraine? UK to hold national moment of silence to show solidarity against Russia. By Kurt Zindelka on February 16, 2023. The UK government announced that the country will observe a moment of silence to honour the Ukrainians and demonstrate Britain's solidarity with the war effort against Russia. In a move reminiscent of the Clap for Carers initiative during the Chinese coronavirus crisis to celebrate healthcare workers and even the annual Armistice Day commemoration remembering the huge sacrifice of the British Empire in two world wars, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's government has announced that there will be a national moment of silence on February 24. The silence late this month marks the one-year anniversary since Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. The government said that the moment of silence will offer the public a chance to pay tribute to the courage of the Ukrainian people and demonstrate the UK's unwavering solidarity with the country. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said, "As we approach the anniversary of Russia's barbaric and deplorable invasion of Ukraine, as a nation we pay tribute to the incredible bravery and resilience of the Ukrainian people. Russia's unjustifiable attack brought war and destruction to our continent once again. And it has forced millions from their homes and devastated families across Ukraine and Russia. I am incredibly proud of the UK's response. And throughout this past year, the UK public have shown their true generosity of spirit and their enduring belief in freedom." Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser said, "One year on from Putin's illegal invasion, we stand in solidarity with our friends in Ukraine and remember all those who have lost their lives in the pursuit of freedom. This moment of silence is a time to reflect on the human cost of this conflict and show we stand with Ukraine." The announcement follows a trip from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to England, in which he gave an address before the Parliament in the ancient Westminster Hall and visited the county of Dorset to inspect the training of Ukrainian armed forces by the British military at the Lulworth base. During the trip, Zelensky and Prime Minister Sunak signed the London Declaration, which reiterated the UK's support for Ukraine joining the American-led NATO military alliance, a move that is a so-called red line according to Moscow. While in London, Zelensky openly beseeched the UK to send more weapons and raised eyebrows by thanking the country in advance for sending fighter jets. Although there have been no firm commitments made, Downing Street has confirmed that not only is it considering sending war planes, but is also reviewing the possibility of shipping long-range missiles, with the ability to hit Russian-controlled Crimea or indeed the Russian mainland itself, to the war zone. Despite the cost of living crisis and the nation suffering under the largest tax burden since the Second World War, some £4 billion in British taxpayer money has been sent to Ukraine in the form of economic, humanitarian, and military aid since last February's invasion. This will likely continue to rise as the government seems intent on sending heavier military equipment and weapons to the country, rather than pressing for peace negotiations. In addition to the direct aid sent to Ukraine, the UK has also taken in some 114,400 Ukrainian refugees, housing them and providing other benefits at taxpayer expense. While the asylum system in the country has already been stretched to the bone in large part to the illegal migrant crisis in the English Channel. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.